zero tolerance, just as officials seek to strip citizenship from 17 migrant criminals. By Neil Monroe on June 8, 2026. The Department of Justice has filed cases to denaturalize 17 legalized migrants after decades of widespread citizenship fraud in the nation's immigration system. Gaining U.S. citizenship is a privilege, and under the steadfast leadership of President Trump, this Department of Justice maintains a zero-tolerance policy for the abuse of this process, Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche said in a department statement. American citizenship is a privilege, and it must be earned honestly, said DHS Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen. If you come here, break our laws, and lie in your immigration proceedings, you forfeit that privilege, he added. Federal law allows the deportation of migrants who committed deception during the citizenship process, but it does not allow legalized migrants to be denaturalized for crimes after being naturalized, which can be accomplished as soon as 5 years after winning a green card. Although notable, the denaturalization campaign covers only a tiny portion of the many civic and economic problems created by establishment-backed mass migration policies since 1990. The expansion of denaturalization remains very small in scale, said Aaron Reichland Melnick, a pro-migration advocate with the American Immigration Council. 17 people is a significant increase from historical efforts. True, but represents around 0.00006% of the total naturalized population. Yet the denaturalization cases may be the tip of a very large iceberg, because they reach further than the prior cases of war criminals and death camp guards. The 17 cases focus on migrants who hid their commonplace crimes during the multi-year, multi-stage process before naturalization. This Department of Justice maintains a zero-tolerance policy for the abuse of this process, said Blanche. These commonplace crimes suggest that many thousands, or hundreds of thousands, of naturalized citizens are vulnerable to denaturalization if they are found guilty of ordinary crimes before naturalization. That prospect will likely prompt the Democratic Party to fiercely oppose any funding for denaturalization. A Justice Department statement provides details about the 17 cases, which include Lydis Delmas Garcia, age 54/Cuba. Delmas Garcia is a native of Cuba who was convicted of conspiracy to commit healthcare fraud. The U.S. seeks an order revoking Delmas Garcia's naturalization based on her admission in criminal proceedings that she and her co-conspirators established and operated 30 physical therapy clinics in Florida that fraudulently billed commercial insurance provider Blue Cross Blue Shield approximately $36,728,595 for physical therapy services that were not medically necessary and or never provided. During her naturalization interview, Delmas Garcia represented under penalty of perjury that she had not committed crimes for which she had not been arrested and that she had never given false or misleading information to any U.S. government official while applying for any immigration benefit. Neither was true. Jean-Claude Alfred, age 68/Haiti. The United States filed a denaturalization action against Jean-Claude Alfred, a native of Haiti who naturalized as a U.S. citizen in 1994. Beginning in September 1993, approximately 1 month before filing his naturalization application, Alfred repeatedly sexually abused his minor daughter and continued that conduct during the pendency of his naturalization proceedings. During the naturalization process, Alfred represented in his application and under oath that he had not committed any crime for which he had not been arrested and concealed his ongoing criminal conduct. Andrea Marroquin, age 44/Colombia. Marroquin is the daughter of a major Colombian drug trafficker who inherited his money when he died. She obtained permanent residence in the United States by concealing her bigamous marriage to a United States citizen. Between 2003 and 2011, she conspired to engage in wire and bank fraud and money laundering, using her late father's drug money to finance fraudulent real estate transactions in Miami, Florida. Talman Harris, age 49/Jamaica. Over an 8-year period, including during his 2012 to 2014 naturalization proceedings, Talman Harris, a native of Jamaica, conspired to manipulate the price and volume of shares of stock in publicly traded companies, causing more than $54 million to be invested in artificially controlled shares and an ultimate loss to investors of approximately $39 million from the scheme. Niraj Sharma, age 50/India. Niraj Sharma a native of India, was both the owner and chief executive officer of MagnaVision LLC, a staffing company located in New Jersey. As an officer of MagnaVision LLC, Sharma signed and filed 11 fraudulent H-1B visa petitions with U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS. Abdikader Ali Kadieh, age 54/Somalia. On June 3, 2026, the U.S. Department of Justice and the U.S. Attorney for the District of Minnesota filed a civil denaturalization complaint in District of Minnesota against Abdikader Ali Kadieh. Beginning in April of 1997, Kadieh sought admission to the United States by filing applications under two separate identities. Ronnie Price, age 40/Trinidad and Tobago. Before his naturalization in 2016, 30-year-old Ronnie Price had sexual intercourse with a female who was under 16, a statutory rape crime to which he eventually pled guilty. During his naturalization proceedings, however, Price claimed he had never committed a crime for which he had not been arrested. He falsely testified to the same, and he concealed facts that would have uncovered his criminal activity. Roger George Gurdon, age 55/Jamaica. Prior to naturalizing in 2011, Roger George Gurdon, a native of Jamaica, engaged in a conspiracy to steal and resell medical products from military hospitals operated by the Department of Defense. Milagros Marilices Acosta Torres, age 40/Cuba. Before Milagros Marilices Acosta Torres naturalized, she was part of a larger conspiracy to defraud a tribal casino in Florida. Her husband and several others stole millions of dollars from the casino by creating false credit vouchers. Under Trump, officials at DHS are also raising the standard of behavior expected before naturalization and are raising the difficulty of passing the citizenship test.